News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
High in the mid-90s or more today. Dr. Bill's got details coming up. 77 right now. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsitt Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions and light traffic from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels to the 1065 split, no delays. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65. It's been a good start to our Monday morning. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday, 7:30 in the morning till noon, downtown at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. It's at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking to my buddy Austin Key from Aero Exterminators. Summertime's here. Unfortunately, so are the mosquitoes.
They are. You know, they typically never leave in our climate.
That's for sure. It just seems to get ramped up this time of year. But you've told me over time coming in, you've got some tips for us. The first thing we need to do to try to eliminate them is get rid of certain things in our yards.
Yeah, look at those garbage cans. Make sure you got lids on it. The dishes that sit underneath your plants on your front porch, make sure they're draining or they have holes where they're not holding moisture. And you just need to help eliminate some of the breeding sites for the mosquitoes.
Okay, we do that and we still get mosquitoes in our backyard. Can y'all do something about it?
Absolutely. You give us a call. We'll have our home evaluator come out. He can take a look at your property and work out a detailed plan that's specific for you. Then our technicians will come out and apply the products they need to in particular areas and help you take back that backyard.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to get the evaluator out. Talk about how we make contact with Aero.
You can reach us at 888-GO-AERO or aeroexterminators.com.
All right, Austin Key with Aero Exterminators. Hey, y'all, take back your backyard, and then I'll come over to your house. 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, Kelly's got her headlines now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for two missing children. The Montgomery Police Department, they are reaching out across the state to find Tavion and Shania Washington. They are siblings, and they've been missing for more than 4 months. Tavion is described as a 7-year-old black male, last seen wearing a white shirt, khaki pants, and a green and blue bubble jacket. Shania is described as a 9-year-old black female, who was last seen wearing a yellow shirt, khaki pants, and a pink bubble jacket. With a hood. They were last seen at Chisholm Elementary School in Montgomery, January the 30th of this year. If you have any information which can bring them home safely, you're encouraged to contact 911 or the Montgomery Police Department at 334-625-2651. Medicinal marijuana making headlines now that the Alabama legislature has agreed to create a commission of doctors, lawyers, and other professionals to study medical marijuana. It's a move which was slightly different from earlier legislation which would have legalized medicinal marijuana. That bill passed the Senate but stalled in the House. The study commission bill was a compromise between the two sides. The bill will also extend a study at UAB on the use of cannabis oil, which is used to treat epilepsy. The bill called Carley's Law was scheduled to expire in July, but that will now remain in effect until July of 2020. Medicinal marijuana has been known to be effective when it comes to relieving pain, muscle spasms, and could help decrease opioid abuse and addiction. The bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey, who could sign it into law. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Hello, everyone. I'm WKRG News 5's Roseanne Haven. Mobile police are investigating a drowning today at a home in the 600th block of Oak Hill Road. Mobile Fire Rescue says a 79-year-old man was found in a wheelchair dead in the pool. A kayaker found the body of a man today at Gulf State Park near the cabin area on the north side of Lake Shelby. Officials aren't saying if an alligator attacked him, but one was seen near the body. Marcus Knight of Pensacola is in the Escambia County Jail charged with murder. Police say he beat his grandfather to death, 66-year-old James Royster. Royster's body was found in a home on East Lee Street on May 8th. A rabies alert for the city of Milton. Florida health officials say a raccoon tested positive for rabies today. If you live in Santa Rosa County, be aware rabies is present in the wild animal population, and if your pets haven't been vaccinated, they are at risk. Roseanne Haven, News 5.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Big Ziegler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Golden State evens up the NBA Finals. Alabama softball gets close to the College World Series Finals. And Auburn baseball has a stunning weekend. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors rallied in the second half to beat the Toronto Raptors 109-104 last night, and even the NBA Finals at 1-1.
That'll do it. Golden State has tied the finals. What a gritty performance on the road.
Golden State's Andre Iguodala hit the game-clinching three-pointer with 6 seconds to play.
Iguodala puts it up. It's good. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
Golden State's DeMarcus Cousins was inserted into the starting lineup in his second game since returning from a torn quad, and Boogie delivered with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in the win. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points and 14 rebounds for the Raptors. They had won 5 games in a row since falling behind 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 3 and 4 will be in Oakland. The next one tips off at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins blasted the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night 7-2. The Bruins got ahead early with 3 first-period goals and 2 more in the second, taking a 5-1 lead into the third period. Boston defenseman Torrey Krug led all scorers with a goal and 3 assists. Patrice Bergeron scored the first of the game and added 2 more assists to earn the first Star of the Game award. Boston can win their 7th Stanley Cup with 2 more wins. Game 4 is in St. Louis tonight at 7 o'clock. In the NCAA Softball World Series, Alabama fought as hard as they could, but came up just short of beating the Oklahoma Sooners twice in a row last night, putting an end to the Crimson Tide's season. Alabama lost to Oklahoma on Thursday 3-2, and then fought their way through the loser's bracket over the weekend, beating Florida 15-3 and Arizona 2-0 on Saturday. Then yesterday, the Tide beat the Sooners 1-0 in extra innings, forcing an elimination game late last night. The Sooners would go on to win that game 7-3. Now, Oklahoma will play UCLA in a best-of-3 series that starts today. Oklahoma seeking their 3rd Women's College World Series title in 4 years and their 4th championship this decade. UCLA has 12 national titles, but they haven't won since 2010. In the NCAA baseball regionals, the Auburn Tigers went undefeated over the weekend and upset Georgia Tech twice to advance to the Super Regionals. The Tigers crushed Coastal Carolina on Friday, had a walk-off 3-run homer to beat Tech late on Saturday night, and then beat the Yellow Jackets again yesterday 4-1 to advance. Auburn is one of 6 SEC teams to advance to the Super Regionals. They join LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. The best-of-3 Super Regional round begins on Friday. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Detroit Tigers in Atlanta yesterday 7-4. Dansby Swanson hit his 12th home run this season, along with another hit and 3 RBI total. He's currently on pace for 33 home runs and 113 RBI in his 3rd full season in the league. Last year, Swanson hit 14 home runs and had 59 RBI. Boston beat the Yankees 8-2, avoiding the weekend sweep. The LA Dodgers shut out Philadelphia 8-0, completing a 4-game sweep of the Phillies. Max Scherzer struck out 15, and Washington beat Cincinnati 4-1. Minnesota maintained the league's best record with a 9-7 win over Tampa Bay, and St. Louis finished a sweep of the Chicago Cubs with a 2-1 win. In golf, Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's course in Ohio with a score of 19 under par. Tiger Woods played great on Sunday with a final round of 5 under par. Unfortunately, he didn't shoot as well the rest of the weekend, but still finished tied for 9th at 9 under par. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch picked up his series-leading 4th win of the season, finishing first in the Pocono 400. The win is Busch's 55th career Cup Series win, which puts him in a tie for 9th on the NASCAR Cup Series victory list. Brad Keselowski finished 2nd yesterday, followed by Eric Jones in 3rd. And in boxing, a major upset with underdog Andy Ruiz Jr. knocking out heavyweight title holder Anthony Joshua in the 7th round on Saturday. Ruiz was an 11-1 underdog when he entered the ring at Madison Square Garden. Standing 4 inches shorter than his opponent and with much more body fat around his waist, Ruiz survived a 3rd round knockdown, knocked Joshua down twice later in the round, and twice in the 7th round, the final fury putting an end to the fight. Joshua was the WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight champion and a massive favorite going into Saturday night's fight. Many were already lining up his next bout, hoping that he would meet WBC champion Deontay Wilder for a mega fight and title belt unifier. But with the first loss of Joshua's career coming in stunning fashion, all those plans are now on hold. And believe it or not, Ruiz, the first boxer of Mexican descent to win a heavyweight world title.
Really?
I would have never guessed that.
Because a lot of boxers of Mexican descent for welterweight and flyweight.
Yeah. I guess none of the big heavy boys had won it before.
I've got to tell you, Andrew Ruiz just did a great thing for a lot of us in this country. Go, well, you know what, honey, look at him. He's a top athlete, and look what he has. He's got Dunlap's disease.
Exactly, yeah. I might have a little more cushion for the pushing like Andrew Ruiz, but that doesn't mean I can't be a super athlete, right?
That's right. I mean, here he is. He's top of the game, man.
It's 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions and light traffic from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels to the 1065 split. No delays. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65. It's been a good start to our Monday morning. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday, 7:30 in the morning till noon. Downtown at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. It's at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. You know, more guys look like Ruiz get into the high-profile fights.
Mm-hmm.
The more popular high-profile fights will be with guys that look like Ruiz, you know?
I think so.
Be like, hey y'all, a bunch of 40-something-year-old dads like me. Be like, well, we're going to get the fight this weekend. Mm-hmm. Ruiz is fighting. He's got the look, man. Honey, look at this. Look at this guy, honey.
He's a true champion of the common man.
That's for sure. Good stuff. 6:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The man accused of hitting and killing a motorcyclist has now been charged with manslaughter and driving under the influence. This happened in Baldwin County. Robertsdale Police, they report that last Saturday afternoon, 38-year-old Noel Cortland Bergevin was traveling north on County Road 71 when he crossed over the center line into the southbound lane and was partially off the road. That's when he hit 43-year-old Elmer Earl Cook II, who was on the shoulder of the road. Mr. Cook was pronounced dead at the scene. As for the driver, he was arrested for driving under the influence and manslaughter. Bergevin has been placed in Baldwin County Jail. This investigation is still ongoing. If you're ready to throw a party and want to serve adult beverages, you now have a new place to do your shopping. Go ahead and head to your local Family Dollar. The discount chain made the announcement last week that they would soon stock their shelves at more than 1,000 of their locations nationwide. The Virginia-based discount chain made the announcement that they would hope to boost their sales when it comes to selling alcoholic beverages. That could happen as soon as this week. You'll recall Dollar Tree announced last March that they were closing 143 Family Dollar stores by the end of May. Now, looking ahead, another 200 Family Dollar stores will be rebranded as Dollar Tree locations. Sales of alcohol, once again, could begin as early as this week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
They'll have their special circulars come out, Drinking with Lincoln and Family Dollar, something like that. 625 FM Talk 106.5 is a Monday, and Dr. Bill has our forecast for the work week ahead. Let me tell you, if you thought it couldn't get any hotter, just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait. It's here.
It's just now June. I mean, it's
not
now
even summer.
Not yet.
No,
it's getting hot season, though.
Yeah, it's been there, and maybe that's why you take advantage of today on the National Day calendar, National Leave the Office Early Day.
I like that.
Okay, to observe. I like it. It tells you, here's the day. It says, everybody's sure to enjoy marking National Leave the Office Early Day on their calendar, observed each year on June 2nd, unless June 2nd falls on a weekend, at which time it would be acknowledged on the closest working day.
Okay.
Today. Okay, it says it's an incentive to many who often work more than 40 hours each week. How to observe on this day upon completion of all necessary days' work. This is half-hearted of a holiday. Upon completion of all necessary days' work, and needed approvals, it's suggested you leave work early to enjoy the rest of the day with fun activities of your choosing. Use hashtag leave the office early day to post on social media.
Yeah, that'll be
a great idea, y'all. Post, leave the office early, okay, and then post on social media that you did, and then see what happens when you try to come back to work the next day. If there's not a cardboard box maybe sitting on your desk.
Yeah, you use the hashtag leave work early. The next day, your boss is going to use the hashtag you're fired.
Yes.
Get on out of here.
National Leave the Office Early Day was created by employee productivity specialist Laura Stack, who is currently looking for a new job. I don't know if she is or not. Listen, it's fine, but I mean, it should be. What they say there should be the rule, I think, everywhere. Once you get your work done, then, you know, I mean, if you get all the work done and get it done properly, get it done to the best of your ability, then if you want to slide out, that's fine.
Yeah, we're all adults
depends
here,
on,
right?
Depends on where you work, but different businesses have different kind of philosophies, and depends on what they're, yeah, I mean, obviously in a retail situation or if you're working shift work, that can't be done. But if you're, you know, in a salaried position somewhere, if you get the, you accomplish the task and the tasks for the day are done, that's fine. But
yeah.
Then some days, guess what? Those tasks take more than 8 hours.
So. Yeah, I think that there needs to be a little bit more trust between employees and bosses sometimes. Once you're done, just let them leave.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know our responsibilities here. We're adults, right?
That's right. That's right. So, but not everywhere. Not everywhere. And it's, especially if you're like, oh, you know, working shift work or retail. Yeah, you got to stay the
full time. Yeah,
got to
keep those doors open.
That's right. All right. Coming up, speaking of getting their work done and getting out of there, Alabama lawmakers wrap session on Friday. We come back, we'll look at what made it through, what didn't, some of the highs and lows of the regular session. Remember, it started off with a special session, went to regular session. Now we're looking at another special session coming up in September, October to deal with prisons. But what happened in regular? We'll go through that coming up. Y'all stay close.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews battled a boat fire in Niceville Sunday evening, happened at a marina right off of Boggy Bayou. The fire is under investigation this morning. Fire crews are also investigating a blaze in Grand Bay. This happened at a home on Bent Ridge Drive Sunday afternoon. Investigators say the fire started in the garage and quickly spread. In Pensacola, a 25-year-old man is accused of killing his grandfather. Investigators say James Royster was found beaten to death at his home last month. Marcus Knight was arrested Friday. Knight lived with his grandfather, but was recently kicked out of the home. The Southwest Alabama Regional School for the Deaf and Blind has been renamed. It is now the H.L. Sonny Callahan School for the Deaf and Blind. Callahan, a former U.S. senator, was instrumental in establishing the school. It serves Mobile, Washington, Clark, and Escambia counties. And registration begins tomorrow for alligator hunting season in Alabama. There are 100 tags up for grabs in the Southwest Alabama zone. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
A 41-gun salute at Buckingham Palace as President Trump arrives in London for an official state visit. And while the visit is mostly ceremonial, outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May's office just announced there will be, quote, substantial bilateral discussions between the Prime Minister and the President. Farmers in the central U.S. can't get a break from the weather. Rain and thunderstorms hitting portions of the plains, Midwest, and southern states this week. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar tells us that's not helping to drain those flooded fields.
Not just the Arkansas River, but a lot of river gauges that we have across the entire central U.S. are at or above flood stage. Some cresting today, some not for a few more days. And that's a problem because when you look at the forecast, yes, we are expecting more rain.
A candlelight vigil last night for the 12 killed in the Virginia Beach shooting. A local rabbi said the city, quote, lost its beautiful but also blinding innocence. Golden State Warriors holding off the Toronto Raptors 109-104 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Airline industry earnings this year are expected to fall 21% short of expectations, with global trade tensions and rising costs denting the outlook for profits. The industry's leading trade group, the International Air Transport Association, says airlines this year should post $28 billion in collective net profits, down from a $35.5 billion forecast 6 months ago. The group notes that margins are being squeezed by rising costs across the board. CVS Health is expected to defend its acquisition of insurer Aetna in two high-profile settings tomorrow, seeking to sell skeptical investors and a federal judge on the nearly $70 billion deal. CVS lawyers are slated to be in a Washington, D.C. federal court for the start of an unusual three-day proceedings in which a judge is considering whether the Justice Department adequately protected competition when it approved the deal last year. In New York, CVS is holding an investor day to discuss its outlook. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I'm looking at the temps for today and the next couple of days. I kept thinking we were going to get a little moderation, a little break here.
Well, it looks like the second half of the week we are finally going to get a break.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks like we could get some badly needed rainfall. Could very well Thursday and Friday bring an end to this little drought we've had for the last couple of weeks. Over the weekend, we had officially at the airport a high of 95 Saturday and 96 yesterday. We could even add another degree or two on that today, so we're looking at the possibility of some upper 90s this afternoon. There's just a slight chance that we could see a thunder shower develop this afternoon. They will be isolated and not going to break the drought until we get into Thursday and Friday. And at that time, I expect an upper air low pressure system to move across the area, and that's going to help set off thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. But today, look for sunny skies, or let's call it mostly sunny. We may see some high clouds around this morning, and getting into the mid and upper 90s today, just a light wind. Tonight, we'll get down to about 72, and then tomorrow, another sunny day, and at least into the mid-90s, again, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower. The rest of the week, we start to see some rain in the forecast. Not much on Wednesday, be partly cloudy, just some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. High will be in the low 90s. And then Thursday and Friday, a very good chance for thunderstorms, also as well as a few showers. Looks like Thursday and Friday highs will be in the upper 80s. So that's getting out to what we should have this time of the year, and readings in the upper 80s. Looking way ahead now to the weekend, looks like upper 80s for Saturday with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. And then Sunday we climb back into the low 90s, but still a few afternoon thunderstorms are possible.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Yeah, we do have a disturbance in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. That's not unusual this time of the year. This disturbance could form into a tropical storm. However, it's very close to the Mexican coast, and most of the, if it does form, most of the circulation will be over land. So we don't expect much of this system. However, moisture from that disturbance will spread northward, and will be affecting Texas and possibly into Louisiana later on this week. But I don't think we have anything to worry about from this particular tropical system.
Yeah, you've told us that in the past, that it's kind of like the beginning and the end of hurricane season are here in our backyard, and it's the middle, right, that is the big roundhouse kick coming across the Atlantic kind of storms.
Yeah, we don't really see a lot of activity in the Atlantic early in the season because the waters have not reached their peak in temperature. And they don't reach their peak until late August and into September. So that's when the Atlantic storms are most active. It's not to say that one couldn't form in June or so, but most of it's a little later in the season. And early in the season, they tend to form in the Western Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and particularly the Southwest Gulf, where water temperatures are quite warm.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and tropical weather specialist, like a PhD in it, keeping his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long for us. Check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. You want to catch podcasts like a Bill Finch, his show yesterday, talking about hemp farming, something we've talked about on the show in the past. He says it won't be a boon for the state of Alabama the way some people have claimed it to be. Yeah, anybody who tells you that whatever the next big thing is, hug the moon, probably not 100% accurate, but Bill has his take on it, and pretty darn interesting one as well. Check that out when you check his podcast out, fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast, or if you're savvy enough to already be downloading the shows through iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio or Spotify, it's waiting for you right now.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning with accident-free conditions. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, we've had a couple cars stopped along the shoulder from Schillinger and Three Notch, but accident-free and no delays through Mobile. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available, or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, at FM Talk 106.5, that's my Twitter feed. I just popped up some pictures, some fish pictures from over the weekend, opening weekend of snapper season. You want to pop yours up there as well? We'll bounce them back and forth and retweet and do all that kind of good stuff at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. 641, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information on a story we have been following since late last month. Mobile police have made an arrest in a recent shooting. 30-year-old Marky Blevins was arrested last Friday night. He's accused of shooting a resident of a halfway house in downtown Mobile. He was booked into the Mobile County Jail Friday and is charged with assault second and discharging a gun into an occupied building. According to authorities, Blevins is believed to have started shooting at the victim inside of that halfway house before chasing him outside, where he continued to fire shots at him. The victim was hit several times and, thanks to a Good Samaritan, was taken to the hospital and did survive his injuries. You know, they may be on the opposite side when it comes to a big SEC ball game, but two students who attend the University of Alabama and Auburn University have joined forces to file a class action lawsuit against the makers of e-cigarettes. 19-year-old Elizabeth Ann Swearingen is a Montgomery resident who attends Alabama. Well, she became addicted to Juul at the age of 18. That's according to the lawsuit. And Auburn student John Thomas Via Peavy, who is 19 years old, says he became addicted at 17 years of age. Both claim the products, quote, prey on youth to recruit replacement smokers for financial gain. Swearingen says she was once an accomplished high school cross-country athlete and now has trouble breathing during the simplest of tasks. That's a direct quote, according to the lawsuit. And Peavy says, quote, he has experienced severe breathing problems after using Juul, including but not limited to severe chest congestion and decreased appetite. Both students said they unintentionally swallowed the e-liquid, which contains a nicotine. Lawsuit is seeking actual, compensatory, and consequential damages, saying the company has concealed the dangers of its e-cigarettes specifically to minors and specifically marketed toward them. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court, and it lists Juul Labs, Inc., Altria Group, and Philip Morris USA as defendants. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through June 14th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite-top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Alorondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange 4-inch camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The divorce between Gulf Shores and the Baldwin County School District is official. As of Saturday, Gulf Shores has separated from the county, becoming an independent school system.
Symbolically really exciting for the city.
Absolutely, it is, but because it is to be able to remove the portables and to be able to get the traffic flowing.
The first day of school in Gulf Shores is August 8th. Baldwin County schools begin August 14th. Crews battled a boat fire in Niceville Sunday evening. It's happened at a marina right off Boggy Bayou. The fire is under investigation this morning. Police are investigating the death of a bicyclist in Pritchard. Authorities have not released the victim's name, but a suspect in the case has been charged. 70-year-old John King was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just before 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Police say he hit and killed a man riding on his bike on South Wilson Avenue near Hart's Fried Chicken. King was arrested and charged with felony DUI and vehicular homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Golden State evens up the NBA Finals. Alabama softball gets so close to the College World Series Finals. And Auburn baseball has a stunning weekend. It's 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NBA playoffs, where the Golden State Warriors rallied in the second half last night to beat the Toronto Raptors 109-104 and even the NBA Finals at 1-1.
What a gritty performance on the road.
Golden State's Andre Iguodala hit the game-clenching three-pointer with 6 seconds left to play.
Iguodala puts it up. It's good. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
The Warriors' DeMarcus Cousins was inserted into the starting lineup in his second game since returning from a torn quad, and Boogie delivered with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in the win. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points and 14 rebounds for the Raptors. They had won 5 games in a row since falling behind 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 3 and 4 will be set in Oakland. The next one tips off at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins blasted the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night 7-2. The Bruins got ahead early with 3 first-period goals and 2 more in the second, taking a 5-1 lead into the third period. Boston defenseman Torrey Krug led all scorers with a goal and 3 assists. Patrice Bergeron scored the first of the game and added 2 more assists to earn the first Star of the Game award. Boston can win their 7th Stanley Cup with 2 more wins. Game 4 is in St. Louis tonight at 7 o'clock. In the NCAA Softball World Series, Alabama fought as hard as they could, but came up just short of beating the Oklahoma Sooners twice in a row last night, putting an end to the Crimson Tide season. Alabama lost to Oklahoma on Thursday 3-2, and then fought their way through the loser's bracket over the weekend, beating Florida 15-3 and Arizona 2-0 on Saturday. Then yesterday, the Tide beat the Sooners 1-0 in extra innings, forcing an elimination game late last night. The Sooners would go on to win that game 7-3. Now Oklahoma will play UCLA in a best-of-3 series starting today. Oklahoma seeking their 3rd Women's College World Series title in the last 4 years and their 4th championship this decade. UCLA has 12 national titles, but they haven't won since 2010. In the NCAA baseball regionals, the Auburn Tigers went undefeated over the weekend and upset Georgia Tech twice to advance to the Super Regionals. The Tigers crushed Coastal Carolina on Friday, had a walk-off three-run homer to beat Tech late on Saturday night, and then beat the Yellow Jackets again yesterday 4-1 to advance. Auburn is one of six SEC teams to advance to the Super Regionals, joining LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. The best of three Super Regional round begins on Friday. In golf, Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's course in Ohio with a score of 19 under par. Tiger Woods played great on Sunday with a final round 5 under. Unfortunately, he didn't shoot as well the rest of the weekend, still finished tied for 9th at 9 under par. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch picked up his series-leading fourth win of the season, finishing first in the Pocono 400 in Pennsylvania. The win is Busch's 55th career Cup Series win, which puts him in a tie for 9th on the NASCAR Cup Series victory list. Brad Keselowski finished second yesterday, followed by Eric Jones in third. And in boxing, a major upset with underdog Andy Ruiz Jr. knocking out heavyweight title holder Anthony Joshua in the 7th round on Saturday night. Ruiz was an 11-1 underdog when he entered the ring at Madison Square Garden. Standing 4 inches shorter than his opponent and with much more body fat around his waist, Ruiz survived a 3rd-round knockdown, knocked Joshua down twice later in the round, and twice in the 7th round, the final fury putting an end to the fight.
That is it!
Joshua was the WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight champion and a massive favorite going into Saturday night's fight. Many were already lining up his next bout, hoping that he would meet WBC champion Deontay Wilder for a mega fight and title belt unifier. But with the first loss of Joshua's career coming in stunning fashion, all those plans are now on hold. Believe it or not, Ruiz, the first boxer of Mexican descent to win a heavyweight world title. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, seeing some delays at Airport and Cody, also Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, but accident-free conditions continue. Nice ride from the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and across the Bayway and the Causeway from the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kate with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on this morning for a hit-and-run driver. The accident happened very close to a popular Alabama music festival. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that the accident happened just before 1 a.m. on Saturday near the Rock the South Music Festival in Cullman. They say, quote, the pedestrian is a 30-year-old white male from Cullman, and he is in stable condition at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. State troopers are working with the Cullman County Sheriff's Office to identify the vehicle and the driver. The Cullman Police Department says the victim was airlifted to the hospital for treatment. A recall is in effect, which may impact your lunch and or your dinner plans, as more than 95,000 pounds of Johnsonville sausages, which were ready to eat, the flavor jalapeno cheddar smoked. Those sausage products are being recalled because they may be contaminated with hard green plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that the sausages affected by the recall were made and packaged on March 12th and 13th. The labels that you need to look out for are the packages with the 14-ounce film, the vacuum packages containing Johnsonville jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage with a best buy date of 06/09/2019. Also, look out for the establishment number, which is 34224. That's inside of the USDA inspection mark. The sausages were shipped nationwide and internationally. Well, a consumer did complain of hard green plastic inside of the product. That is why you're encouraged to check your fridge and your freezer. And if you purchase these Johnsonville sausages, you're urged to not eat them, but instead throw them away or return them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Monday. All right, they wrapped it up on Friday in Montgomery, at least for now. I say at least for now because a possible special session coming September, October to deal with prisons. What did they do in regular session? Well, let's start off on the kind of the prison beat here. That side, Alabama lawmakers got changed in how the sheriffs in that ran jails in the state got money for food. Remember, it led to a story about one Alabama sheriff that had got himself a beach house and a couple things with that money. The bill now requires the food allowance to be in a separate account that's only for feeding prisoners. It's a good thing.
Yeah, good start.
Way to get on it in 2019, Alabama. Also, parole board. We talked about the disaster with the parole board that was going on. They have changed that, and they have gubernatorial appointees that can be dismissed at will by the governor. Currently, you have a situation where the board elects their own representation, and it was out of control, so they did that. On the non-prison story side, broadband access. Governor signed into law two bills aimed at expanding broadband access. One we talked about the other day expands the grant program for broadband providers in rural areas of the state. Another one allow electric providers like Alabama Power to use existing infrastructure for broadband. So that's on the good side here. Also, the medical marijuana bill didn't pass, but they have a study going on, and they still, supporters even think this still is law by 2021, even though it's studied to next session. They think it's law by 2021. Talked about the pay raises for teachers and other state employees by a 4% raise. State school board, we're going to get a constitutional amendment to vote on that would allow a change in how it's done now from being elected to being appointed. Also, benchmarks for third grade reading. They passed the gas tax. They passed the abortion ban, right? They also put some measures in on civil asset forfeiture. Now, what did they not get through? Well, we'll tackle that when we come back from the news.